Lay down.
Mm-hmm. And he was really sick. He couldn't sit up. He just blank in bed all day.
Slept.
Well, it's another way of
laid saying. Laid in bed.
Yeah, good, that's it. And what you see in your sleep, you'd say, last night I...
Dream.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I will...
Dream.
But I forgot what I have...
Dreamt of.
Okay, good. And if you dreamed you were falling, then all of a sudden, you might say, all of a sudden I...
Woke up.
Mm-hmm. And if you bring your foot down really heavy on the floor, you do what?
Stomp.
Mm-hmm. And if you met a girl at a party and you wanted to go home with her, you might say to her, may I...
Walk you home.
Suppose it's in a car.
Drive you home.
Okay. And to get a boat up on land, you would...
Pull it.
Or if a car was stuck, you'd get behind and...
Push.
Mm-hmm. And if you carried a very heavy bag or something, you might say, I had to...
Tote the bag.
Good. And if there were some children and they were getting too close to the hot stove, the mother might say, don't...
Touch.
Mm-hmm. And if you needed a hammer and it was in the other room, you might say to me, go...
Get the hammer.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're playing tag or something, what would you call the tree or whatever you'd run to be safe?
The base.
Okay, good. And you might throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch.
So you threw it and he...
Caught it.
And he has.
Caught it.
Mm-hmm. And I might say, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
Look for you.
All right, or I'll wait.
Wait for you.
Mm-hmm. And if a mother was about to punish the child, he might say, just give me one more
chance.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was always laughing at jokes, you'd say he's got a good sense of
humor.
Mm-hmm. And if you had termites or something, you would say, I'm going to have to call the exterminator to get...
The termites out of the house.
Or another way of saying that, I've got to get blank of these termites. Got to
get rid of the termite.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if somebody stole your pencil, what might be a slang way of saying that? You might ask who?
Stole my pencil.
Any other way of saying it other than stole?
Who swiped my pencil.
Mm-hmm. Good. And you might say, I had forgotten about that, but now I...
Remember.
Or if you didn't, you might say, I'm sorry, I...
Forgot.
Or using remember, I...
Didn't remember.
All right. And you might say, I have just blank him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
And yesterday he blanked me a letter.
Written me a letter.
And tomorrow I will?
Write him a letter.
Okay. And I expect to receive an...
Answer.
Mm-hmm. And when you put the letter in the envelope and then you take out your pen, you do what?
Take out...
When you write on the envelope, you...
Write an address.
Okay, but what do you say you're doing? You blank the letter.
Writing the letter.
Would you say address the letter or address the letter, or would you ever say something like back the letter, which old people say?
Address the letter.
Okay. Then if a little boy had learned something new, he learned to whistle, say, and you wanted to know where he learned it, you might say, well, who?
Taught you that.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call somebody who, a little boy who goes and tells everything that somebody else has done?
Telltale.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted... A bouquet for the dinner table, you might go out and
buy one.
Well, if you go out in the garden, you've got things blooming out there, so you
pick them.
Pick what?
The roses or flower.
Mm-hmm. Good. And something a child might play with?
Toy.
Would you ever call that a play pretty? Did you ever hear anybody say that? I don't think I ever did. And if something had happened that you were sure was going to happen, you might say, I just blank that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we got a whole bunch more verbs here, but then we'll get these over with in a minute. At Christmas time, you would blank somebody a present.
Buy somebody a present.
And then you would blank it to them.
Give it to them.
Mm-hmm. And he, in the past, he...
Gave it to them.
And he has...
Giving it to him.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block before it blanked to rain.
Start to rain.
There's another word that means the same thing that starts with a B.